fishos, we all know that pretty much a big wet equals good barra fishing and good barra breeding, and so the opposite is true. But there's some pretty bad news coming out of the Daily just about how bad that wet was and how bad the barra breeding's been, as Warren alluded to a couple of weeks ago, Rocky.
Yeah.
Alison King is a Principal Research Fellow in Aquatic Ecology and with the Research Institute for Environment and Livelihoods at CDU. Alison, you've been monitoring basically barra breeding on the Daily for over a decade now, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. We've been looking at all fish, actually, not just obsessed with barra, but all of the fish in right the way through the Daily catchment since 2006. Got three sites, so at Mount Nankar, Bamboo Creek and No Fish Creek. So they represent a sort of a reasonable area of where most fishermen would go. We found really good relationships with the total number of barra, so that was both adults and juveniles, with the size of the wet season, so how much water is in there, as well as the amount of food. So both of those things are really important for overall numbers. But really with the juveniles, it was really highly correlated with the size of the wet season. And what was really good for our data, but not so good for fishing, is that this year, on the back of this really poor wet season that we've just had, we had really low catches when we went back out there in the early dry season. So for us, it confirmed what we thought was going on, but as I said, not so good in terms of barramundi fishing.
How low were they?
The lowest on record, which is pretty scary in some ways, but also probably, as I said, not unexpected. As you mentioned, most fishers know that when you get a good wet season, fish move around, they get up on the floodplains, do their feeding and move around, and they're easy to catch. And we also know that we get more of those juvenile barra. But this year, with those really low flows in the Daily season, we've got the lowest records on record for us in 13 years. So it's really indicating what we would call a sort of a failed recruitment event. So we're likely to see in future years, if you like, a gap in the year class.
You should see the look on Rocky's face. She's in pain, as is every fish I'm hearing this. How low is the lowest on record?
We're getting like one or two number of juvenile fish per our normal sampling events, which is pathetic. Basically, we would normally, when we go out on our electrofishing days and we go and do our activities, we would normally be pretty exhausted by a day's activity at any one of our lower sites.
Completely failed to breed.
Yes, there's not much going on at all this year. An optimistic part of this is that barramundi live for several years. You know, these are a long-lived species. So one failed event is not going to mean the end of barramundi fishing. So what we've got to do is cross our fingers and hope that we're going to get a really good wet season this year, and that all this gap in won't be repeated, this gap in year class strength won't be repeated this year, and we'll actually have strong numbers coming back into the system after this wet season.
How long, like how many seasons before we see the levels of barra where they were? Because, of course, even if we were to have a good wet season and there's good recruitment, they're still tiny fish.
Yeah, that's right. So it takes a couple of years to get them grown up enough, so 3 to 5 years to get them to grow up into a size that they're catchable. So it's going to be that long. But as I said, there's still barramundi in the system. It's not all doom and gloom. It is lower numbers. We think that the populations will bounce back given the opportunity.
Interestingly, though, the cherubin. Years ago, you could see a lot of nomads on the river catching a lot of cherubin, and they were dinner plate sized cherubin.
Yeah.
And we haven't really seen that for a little while. Is there a relationship there? Because they would obviously be bait for barra.
They are really also really tightly related to the strength of the wet season in terms of how they breed. We think their numbers have declined. There's not a similar monitoring program going on, but we know a bit more about how they work, like how the species operates, and they really do require those big flows to get the little larvae flowing down into the marine environment, and then they actually move en masse as juveniles up into the system when the water levels start declining, so those runoff flow events. I should also mention the story for fish is not just about barramundi. We also got really low catches of bait fish, so bony bream, mullet, tarpon, catfish, all the things that really support the barramundi fishery and really make our fisheries really strong, everything is really down this year.
All in all, that was traumatic and woeful news, Alison.
Sorry about that.
But we as fishos thank you for over 13 years preparing and continuing to monitor the data, because it's damn important work. Fingers crossed for everyone. Most of all, the barra themselves.
Exactly.
That we get a decent wet, and nice to hear from you.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.